This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. We're in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. Bob's back from Kansas. And understand when you were out there, Bob, you had some pretty cool Kansas beers. Why don't we talk about those a little bit?
Yeah, I want to do that. And it was a cool experience always going into somebody that really knows their microbrews. Before I do that, I just want to say hi to Ian, Graham, and Ava. They're at my house. My godchildren over for the weekend. They're listening. So we got some young fans out there.
Awesome.
So... the thing is called Velvet Rooster, and it's a triple Belgian. It's made by Tallgrass Brewing, which I've heard of before. They must be a fairly large microbrewer, but this Velvet Rooster has a crazy purple can with this. It almost looks more like a peacock on the can, and it's a 16-ounce can, but it's a triple fermented Belgian yeasted wheat. And if you ever have something that Unibrow makes, it's called Le Fin du Monde. This is just like Le Fin du Monde for about 30 or 40% less. In my opinion, much fuller flavor.
Hey, Chaz, what is a triple Belgian? Help us out
there. Well, the Belgian yeasts are, you know, an old monks used them back in the area and stuff, but it was naturally occurring yeast that came out of the air when they made the Belgian beers.
It's still how they make their yeast over there. There's just one group of monks that makes all that yeast.
Yeah, well, what they do is they capture it right out of the air in some old barns and old caves and stuff like that, where it blows in to the barns and they open
top
ferment.
Trenches, yeah, that they just fermented in.
And, you know, fortunately now with modern science, they're capturing and isolating one strain that they want so they can package it. And brewers like myself can buy yeast, and guys in Kansas can get a Belgian yeast instead of having to go to Belgium.
So that's our Kansas beer pick of the week. It's Velvet Rooster. I'm telling you,
I'm glad you were drinking local while you were there.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was great.
All right, coming up next, we're going to break down some venison tenderloin recipes for the grill. Got two or three of them that are going to be fantastic. Bob's got a great deer camp chili recipe from Cincinnati. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.